We're back here on the New York Giants Bracket Challenge. Who will go to the Final Four? You decide at Giants.com/bracket. And today's bracket, we go old school. Two guys that I know Paul Dottino covered in his early league covering the NFL. Kyle Rote and, of course, Frank Gifford. And, Paul, these are two guys that are all over the Giants record books. Let's start with Kyle Rote first. Sure. When he retired, he was the Giants' all-time leader in receptions, receiving yards, and receiving touchdowns.
You know, he was a number one overall pick in the NFL draft when the Giants grabbed him out of SMU as a running back. But shortly into his Giants career, he had a knee injury, and they wound up making him a wide receiver. Funny thing about Kyle Rote, he had his best statistical year, over 50 catches, in his last NFL season when Y.A. Tittle became a Giants quarterback. So he had many more years to go. I believe Rote was in his early 30s at the time when he decided to retire and became a broadcaster and one of the, quote, men from Maritech. But his influence on the Giants goes far beyond stats, multiple Pro Bowls, et cetera, et cetera. But he was like almost the big brother, the uncle to many of the other players of that era, and had tremendous influence on not only them on the field and in the locker room, but then professionally as they all started to go into announcing after Rote was one of the first Giants to do so.
Well, and he'll be taking on somebody that a lot of present-day fans might think of as an announcer, and that's Frank Gifford. But before he went and, you know, did the Monday Night Football games, Paul, he was not only one of the best football players of his era, Pro Football Hall of Famer, he was also a cultural icon.
He was, and in some respects, you could argue he was the Mickey Mantle of New York City in pro football. That's how big he was. A lot of young folks really don't understand that, but you'd have to go back to the 50s and 60s to truly get it. There was Mantle, and there was Gifford, and there was nobody else. It was really that iconic, you know, to talk about Frank Gifford. This is a guy who, out of USC, he was everything. He could throw it. He could run it. He could catch it. He made the Pro Bowl as a defensive back, initially with the Giants, and even thought at some point that he wasn't so happy doing that, and then they made him a running back, and fully a running back, made the Pro Bowl there, and then later on, after he came back, after he'd been out of football for a year, made the Pro Bowl as a wide receiver. Unbelievable talent.
So which all-time Giant great do you think should go to the Final Four? You decide when you vote at Giants.com/bracket. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you who's heading to the Final Four on the New York Giants Bracket Challenge.